Welcome to this podcast of KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this week's episode, we're presenting a reading journalist Eli Sanders gave from his new book, While the City Slept, A Love Lost to Violence and a Young Man's Descent into Madness. Sanders spoke recently with one of the subjects of his book, Jennifer Hopper, and KUOW's Marcy Silman. You can hear their conversation on our website, kuow.org/speakersforum. Eli Sanders spoke at Town Hall Seattle on February 3rd. Thanks to Anna Sophia Knauf for our recording.
I'm just going to read a short section of the book, but one that I think lays out where it's going. The book centers around three lives that intersected in one terrible Seattle crime, a crime that we know by the end of the first chapter has occurred, although we see it only opaquely. And the survivor of the crime, Jennifer Hopper, is now at Harborview Medical Center, wondering if her fiancé, Teresa Butts, has survived. And a Seattle police detective, Dana Duffy, is heading from the crime scene to talk to Jennifer. Detective Duffy got back in the Impala. She drove to the hospital. She walked into Jennifer's room, put her hand on Jennifer's wrist. She said, "Hey, Jen, I'm Detective Duffy. I'm Dana, and I'm going to be one of the detectives working on your case." And I remember Jennifer said the first thing I asked her was, "Did she make it?" And without hesitation, and I was so grateful for this, she just said, "No, she didn't." Jennifer screamed. Some time passed. Detective Duffy pulled out an audio recorder. She turned it on. "Okay," she said to Jennifer, "let's start at the very beginning." Back in South Park, the Duwamish River moving through another warm day. In the city beyond, people awakening to work. On television, the launch of a familiar narrative. A neighborhood in shock, a manhunt, vows to make an arrest. But the story of a crime like the one that occurred on South Rose Street does not begin with the news. Look down into any stretch of the Duwamish on any day and offer a variation on Detective Duffy's request. Where is the very beginning? The tributaries that feed a moment are vast. At the riverside, countless water molecules in motion and the din of the surrounding city. It could be concluded, standing there, that a very beginning for what occurred on South Rose Street will never be located. That one might as well ask how three drops of rain, each cast from different skies, came to float in one fouled bend in the Duwamish at the height of summer. Even so, some stories are worth assembling. Some crimes cry out for an accounting. Some offenses indict so much and reflect so much that they demand attention to what was taken, to the taker, to the trials that preceded and followed. There were two women in that red house who, searching for love, had found each other. There was one man who, needing a halt to his psychological descent, had found nothing but an open window. All of them human with human limits, their roots winding backward through St. Louis, where Teresa grew up stubborn and tough in a large family, through the mountains north of Santa Fe, where the newborn Jennifer was cradled by two adventurous spirits, through Uganda, the country Isaiah's father fled for Seattle, and through the neighborhoods of the father's new city, where he met Isaiah's mother, where their son was raised amid difficult circumstances, and where, nearly 24 years later, Isaiah's disintegrating life collided with the life Teresa and Jennifer had made. That collision and the histories that precede it have something to offer the present. All three lives have something to teach. Upstream, then, eyes wide against the current.
That's it for this podcast of Speakers Forum. You can hear the full version of this event on our website, kuow.org/speakersforum. Eli Sanders is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and the author of While the City Slept, A Love Lost to Violence and a Young Man's Descent into Madness. This reading took place at Town Hall Seattle on February 3rd. Thanks again to Anna Sophia Knauf for our recording. Tune in again soon for more from Speakers Forum.